Actually, reducing the number of police officers didn't result in a huge increase in crime. PC Woolrich, as I mentioned, is the vice chairman of the Constables Committee for the Police Federation of England and Wales. Good evening, Will.
Hi, Ian.
And these figures, are they news to you, shocking to you, that 6,500 of the Met's cops actually don't go out on the beat but are in backroom duties?
This whole issue about backroom duties is really interesting because we can't actually get the government to define what a backroom duty is. And your previous caller there, I mean, was talking about the types of roles that may or may not be included in those figures. I mean, for example, you know, as a custody officer, is that backroom? Is child protection, sex offenders, counter-terrorism, all of these things which are happening behind the scenes, if you like, are they backroom office functions? Are they being counted? If they are, these figures are wrong. I mean, let's take it back to what we're talking about today, Ian. How many people are working with you to put you on air right now? How many people are supporting you to actually have your show on the radio? And without those people, your show wouldn't happen. And I think that's what we need to remember, that everybody's playing a pivotal role here. Someone is doing a part of policing. And because that person may be in an office right now, it may mean in 2 hours' time they're not. So the figures that are being used, they're really interesting, and they get loads of media attention. And it's clear that some politicians would have you believe that a lot of police officers are sitting around doing nothing. Well, that's not true.
But is that because, I mean, your fight, if you like, to retain police numbers, is that based on the almost the loyalty to your fellow officers, or a philosophical belief that the Met, in this case, need those officers? Because we've had much less police numbers in the capital, and at times when they've claimed less crime as well.
Our fight to protect police officer numbers is really simple.
It's about looking after your mates, isn't it?
No, not at all, Ian. No, the point of the matter is this. 20% cuts to policing will mean service delivery will be severely affected. We exist for welfare and efficiency of policing. Yes, we represent our members, but our job is to advise the government as well. And like we were talking about earlier around the politicians, you know, do they have some special knowledge about what's going on, and what about the New York example and all of these sorts of things? Well, they're all really interested, and that's great. But let's be honest, you know, there's Bill Bratton, talked about him the other day. Mm-hmm. He was there. Has an example of what happened in New York. That's a model across the pond. You know, that's great, and we should look at other examples of how things
sure.
work.
But let's be honest, though,
there's enough police officers in the country here who are telling the government
okay.
already, this won't work.
But of course, police officers will say that, but what I'm intrigued by, Will, is that there are 32,000 cops in the Met. 7 years ago, let's say for argument's sake, and I wouldn't imagine that either of us can lay our hands on the specific figures right now, there were 28,000, say.